This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Holiday travel is challenging for many Americans because of the weather. The AP's Donna Warder.
High winds, hail, and possible tornadoes were forecast for parts of Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas overnight and early Friday. Flight delays and dozens of cancellations were reported in Dallas and Houston.
Azerbaijan Airlines is blaming Wednesday's deadly crash on physical and technical interference, and said it's suspending flights to several Russian airports. It's not providing details. Moscow says a Ukrainian drone attack was underway in the Russian region that the airliner was headed toward before the plane diverted and crashed, killing 38 people. Some aviation experts say the plane may have come under fire from Russian air defense systems. American officials say the U.S. asked for and got the retraction of an independent monitor's warning of imminent famine in North Gaza.
The Famine System Network issued the warning this week. The new report had warned that starvation deaths in North Gaza could reach famine levels as soon as next month. It cited what it called Israel's near-total blockade of food and water. The U.S. ambassador to Israel, Jacob Lowe, criticized the finding as inaccurate and irresponsible. The U.S. Agency for International Development, which funds the famine monitoring report, told the AP Lowe had asked for and gotten the report's retraction. USAID officials have told the AP that it had asked the group for greater review of discrepancies in some of the data. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pollsters have been asking Americans about the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO. The new poll from Newark finds that most Americans think health insurance profits and coverage denials share responsibility for the killing, although not as much as the person who shot the CEO. This is AP News. 4 people died on Christmas Day in a home in New Hampshire, and investigators are trying to pin down the reason.
Authorities suspect carbon monoxide poisoning may have been what killed 4 people in a Wakefield, New Hampshire home. State Fire Marshal Sean Toomey says police were called to the house for a welfare check, and when they arrived, they found the bodies of 4 adults. Speaking on WMUR-TV, Toomey says this has been a tough year.
Terribly tragic event. It comes at a year we've had as a tough year in general for carbon monoxide deaths and fire fatalities in our state.
Toomey says the deceased include 2 older adults and 2 younger adults. Other family members called police to check on them after they did not show up as expected at a Christmas Day gathering. I'm Mike Hempen.
A man in China has been sentenced to death for killing 35 people by driving into a crowd. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.